Even 7 years after the massacre at the temple of Hatshepsut, the official mantra here is still, don't mention the war. Even as armed-to-the-teeth tourist police outnumber the tombs and army sharpshooters are posted high on temple walls. Of course, the fact that many people here lost their livelihood after the events of 1997 is a factor. Why would anyone want to talk about what happened 7 years ago anyway, especially now that the tourist trade is picking up? Down at the Hatshepsut Bazaar and Supermarket, manager Ahmed El-Baheri said that he'd been working as a hawker for a decade, but when pressed, said that he wasn't there the day of the massacre. Another told me, rather cryptically, that all the hawkers changed after the massacre. My Ministry of Tourism supplied guide made it clear that we were making ourselves rather unpopular. "Please, no more questions," he told me, as a small crowd gathered around us. I was whisked past several army checkpoints. The part of Luxor I was staying in closes down after 5 p.m., when the tourist sites close. The hotel is a pleasant place in the middle of a farming area, a new frontier in the world of local tourism. An armed guard sits outside the hotel in front of a giant metal detector, like the gatekeeper of a luxury tomb. The next day, I went to the Valley of the Kings. It was hard not to feel like meat as I stood in line for the train that transports tourists to the tombs. I found a tomb that was temporarily tourist-free and a relatively cool place to take in pharaonic depictions of the space between this life and the next. A friendly gatekeeper there spoke tourist English. Since my guide was not allowed inside, the man also spoke quite freely. "We welcome tourists," he said, "even if maybe they have a different culture and the women dress in a different way. The local people here, they just need time to get used to it." Still, the man in the tomb insisted that the people who had killed the tourists at Hatshepsut's temple were not local, probably not even Egyptian. Afterwards, he was questioned by my guide, and I was surrounded by trinket sellers. I was whisked away again for a ride on a felucca, one of the boats that cruise the Nile in the cool of the late afternoon. The wind died completely, and we got stuck along the muddy shoreline, right in front of a scene contained in no brochure. A barge piled with garbage from a pharaonic village tourist site was collecting huge bags of trash as local farmer families squatted, swatting flies and waiting to see what was left over. I took out my camera and my guide grew apoplectic. "Please," he winced, pointing to a scene a good 200 meters in the distance of a pretty golf course. "There is another view." On the way back to the hotel, a dozen or so horse-drawn carriages bedecked in blinking colored lights came towards our car. The carriages were driven by young Egyptian boys and full of laughing German tourists. I kept thinking the procession would stop, but it kept on coming, a seemingly inexhaustible supply of tourists. "Stop!" I wanted to shout. "Stop the tourist parade!" All the way home, past the police roadblocks and farmer women squatting on the roadside, I kept thinking about tourism and terrorism. I confused the two terms earlier that day in a heat-oppressed Freudian slip of the tongue, but perhaps there was something there. After all, it's hard to sell cheap trinkets to someone you know, and even harder to kill people you're connected to. Later, when I tried in my well-meaning, slightly self-righteous foreigner way to go local by visiting the family home of a fellow who worked at my hotel, I realized how impenetrable the tourist cage is. I could not escape being a walking, talking source of hard currency. In the end, I just gave up and gave in, especially after my tour of the Karnak Temple with a rather enlightened guide. "You see, in ancient times," he said, "the Egyptians worshipped the Nile because it was the source of life and livelihood. Now tourism is the great source of life." So there we were in a temple that had once been dedicated to pharaonic deities, worshipping at the feet of the gods of tourism. The old festivals here that had been full of acrobats, musicians, and burnt offerings have given way to a traveler's carnival.